The theme for this third week of Easter is peace. We are going to hear today's reading three times from three different translations. With each reading, there will be a question which invites you to go deeper into the text. At the end of each reading, you might want to hit the pause button while you take time to reflect. As you listen to the first version, make a note of any words or phrases that catch your attention. A reading from the Gospel according to John, 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." I am going to read the text again, this time from the Message translation. As you hear these words, I invite you to consider where this reading intersects with your life today. A reading from the Gospel according to John, 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, were exuberant. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed on them. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" And now a final reading, this time from the New Contemporary English Version. As you hear the text a third time, the questions you're invited to consider are, "What do I believe God wants me to do or be?" And, "Is God inviting me to change in any way?" A reading from the Gospel according to John, 20th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse. The disciples were afraid of the Jewish leaders, and on the evening of that same Sunday, they locked themselves in a room. Suddenly, Jesus appeared in the middle of the group. He greeted them and showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they became very happy. After Jesus had greeted them again, he said, "I am sending you just as the Father has sent me." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they will be forgiven. But if you don't forgive their sins, they will not be forgiven." Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.